This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. King Soopers and City Market grocery workers in Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have voted to strike if their union is unable to reach a deal with Kroger. That's the parent company for both stores. Employees are protesting the hiring of temporary contract workers to fill vacancies at over 100 stores in Denver and Springs. The union's current contract expires this weekend. Colorado lawmakers say they will take on predatory towing companies with legislation this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
At some apartments and mobile home parks, it's not unusual to wake up and find your car has been towed over a minor infraction and you could owe hundreds to get it back. Representative Edie Hooten.
Because they didn't park squarely on their driveway, their vehicle is towed and they can't afford to release it, and their kids' car seats are in it, and they don't know what lot it's in.
Hooten wants to pass a vehicle owner's bill of rights that would put more teeth into towing regulations, forcing owners or managers of residential properties to write up contracts that govern towing company operations and to share those documents with residents. Hooten plans to introduce the measure in the upcoming legislative session with Representative Nikita Ricks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Household water supplies in Superior and Louisville could be unsafe to use after the fires that swept through Boulder County last week. Officials in those communities still urge residents to boil tap water before using it. Contaminants may be entering through leaky pipes damaged by the fire or water lines that lost pressure. You're listening to CPR News.